Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again at the time of the teaching and preaching of the word. We thank you that it has already been read. We thank you for the shouts. We thank you for the celebration. Oh God, for all that you have done for us, bringing us down to this present time. God, again, we thank you for all our young people in our midst today.
Yes, Lord.
And again, God, we pray that you cover them with your blood. Now, as we go into the word, I do ask for clear thoughts, clear understanding, that I would rightly divide your word. Lord Jesus, I would rightly apply your word. So help us today.
Yeah.
After the teaching, the preaching, and the hearing of your word, help us to be doers of your word. I do ask this in the name of Jesus. And let the people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verses, we said you read quite a few of them there. We may not and expound on all those that she read. We may pick it up on down later, but certainly we're beginning at Acts 2. Mm-hmm. Amen. And having turned down that already in your hearing, I want to use for a thought today a Holy Ghost hurricane.
Amen.
A Holy Ghost hurricane. Hurricane. Anybody know anything about a hurricane?
Amen.
I was reading an article the other day, and the writer was asking people questions and their opinions about Memorial Day. Don't go with me. I'll get back to this. Was asking their opinions about Memorial Day. And many veterans that responded expressed sadness in that the day for many was just a day of leisure. For many people, not taking the time to think about what the day really was for. Memorial Day, to think about and to remember our fallen military people. But it seems to be the idea of many that Memorial Day has just been tossed in to have a long weekend for some. Amen. Giving little to no thought of the meaning. Even the salespeople will bombard you with sales for Memorial Day. Amen. They want you to spend money on Memorial Day. So these people that were responding, as I said, they were somewhat saddened because they were expressing that the day seemed to have lost its meaning. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that, and as I began to put the message together today, I said, well, I will try to include that in my message because many times, amen, the things of God, we have a tendency to forget what they really are for.
Amen.
As I said, the world have sales. They have get your Easter outfit. Get your Christmas outfit. They just looking at one angle. They're not thinking about the birth of Christ. Easter, they're not thinking about, amen, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so they don't know about Pentecost. Pentecost is the church holiday.
Come on.
Some of y'all didn't know that. That's why we come to church and act like we do, because we don't know Christ shed his blood for the church.
Amen.
He didn't shed his blood for us to come here and roll our eyes at each other. It's not what Christ died for. Amen. So getting back to the merchants, I believe y'all. Get back to the merchant. They don't know about Pentecost, so you didn't see no sale saying, get this for Pentecost. No sale run across your TV. You didn't get no communication in the mail. Come out to our Pentecost sale. Because they haven't grasped it yet. They don't see, if they know about it, they don't see what they can make any money off of it. So, having said that, then it is important for the church to remember its birth.
Amen.
When we forget about Pentecost, we're forgetting about our birth. Now, year in and year out, we want to have auxiliary anniversaries. Is that right? Yeah, we want to have an anniversary for this auxiliary, have an anniversary for this auxiliary. You know, we want to celebrate it. We get up, we read the history of when it started and who. See, I'm messing in y'all business now. But I'm trying to help you.
All right.
I'm trying to get you to look in the Bible.
Amen.
We read the history of this auxiliary who served as president down through the years, and we look when this one was started. And, you know, all of that's nice, but if we didn't have the birth of the church, we wouldn't have any of those.
Amen.
Because the church would be non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, and we're going to get to the word, is that sometimes the house of God, we misuse it. Because we forget why it is here.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
It's not just for us to dress up and look real nice. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with dressing up and looking nice. But that's not what church is for. We'll be coming here to be discipled so we can win folk to Christ.
Come on now. Amen.
Not necessarily to the local body, but to Christ. And so, when we look at the birth of the church here, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Amen. Now, Pentecost, that day itself was already a time of celebration. It was a time that the people come together and they celebrated the increase of their harvest. Amen. That was why they came together. But the outpouring of the Holy Ghost happened on that day. So that's why a lot of times we call it, amen, on the day of Pentecost, when God poured out his Spirit. Now, when Jesus was on the earth, when he got ready to go back, he told his disciples in John chapter 14, he told his disciples that he had to go away.
That's right.
He says, I've got to go away, but I'm gonna do something. I won't leave you comfortless. He says, I will come to you. John 14 and 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Jesus was letting them know that the Holy Ghost, which is also called the Comforter, is going to come, amen, to help them in promoting the church.
Amen.
The establishing and the promoting of the church.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He knew that just mere efforts of man would not be enough, that they were going to need superhuman power. Glory to God. And that's what the Holy Ghost is. Amen. It is superhuman power. Now, we have to understand and we have to come to grips with this, that everybody that says they have the Holy Ghost is not filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, allow this illustration, if you will. Many times we identify with our particular sports team. Is that right?
Come on.
Some of us go so far as to start saying, we. y'all following that, because I'm trying to get you to see this thing about the Holy Ghost.
Come on. All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
But God gave me this illustration to share with you.
All right.
Many of us, whatever our team is, when they play, you know, and if they win, the next day we said, man, we won. We? You were not even there. But you have begun to identify with the team. Okay, your team don't do good. You say, oh man, we didn't do nothing today. We. Y'all follow me now.
Come on.
Man.
Oh, thank you. Amen. We said we. Man, we ain't gonna be much this year. You ain't been to no camp. You ain't talked to none of the coaches or managers in that particular, but you back here in Virginia, come on, man, we ain't, I don't think we're gonna be too much this year. You're identifying with the team, but you're not a part of the team. They don't know you. Go right, I've been talking about when we won the championship, where's my ring? So my point is this, saints of God. When we talk about the Holy Ghost, instead of people sometimes seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost, we just start blending in and saying we. And with some of us are not filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm just telling you. But it's available. You're going to see in the scripture, it's available. Glory to God. It's available. Now, the opportunity for you to join a particular team may never come.
Amen.
In all probability, most of us, with the exception of some of our young people, some of our young men or young women may excel athletically, and who knows, 15, 20 years from now, they may be. But most of us in here, it's 25 and up.
Right.
We're not going to be identified personally with no team. Yeah. But we said we. But now when it comes to the Holy Ghost, glory to God, you don't have to settle for saying we and the Spirit have not touched you.
Yeah.
You don't have to say we and you have not been filled with the Spirit. You don't have to say we because, amen, it is available to you.
Amen.
But if you claim you already have it, then chances are you won't be touched. I figured this was going to be kind of quiet, but,
right.
You know, I have a responsibility.
Yeah,
and I want to hear the Lord say, well done.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to hear him say, well
Amen.
Done. Glory to God. When they roll me into wherever they roll me, y'all might be able to put me out of family by the end. Wherever they roll me, I want them to say he did his best.
That's right.
We want to say the man told the truth.
Amen.
Oh, we didn't hear it because some of us were stubborn, but the man told the truth.
Amen.
You don't say nothing else, so he told the truth.
Amen.
So it's available. Had to get a little somber sometime.
Yeah.
So I don't know when I might leave. Verse 1 says they were in one place on one core. And they were in that one place because Jesus had told them, go back to Jerusalem and wait.
Amen.
Jesus said, go back to Jerusalem and wait till you be endued or you be equipped or you be clothed with power from on high. Power from on high. Glory to God. This is the greatest power, power from on high. And so they were all together, amen, in one place on one accord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And they had been assembled there for some time.
Amen.
For about 10 days.
All right.
Can you imagine coming together 10 days straight on one accord and just waiting? Not knowing what to really expect other than Jesus said, wait.
Amen.
Till you be endued with power from on high. All right. And so the word says that they were there, amen, on one accord in one place. And suddenly, a Holy Ghost hurricane. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Glory to God. Something coming. in that room that they have never experienced before, something made a sound that they had never heard before. The word says a sound, amen, from heaven.
Yeah.
A sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house.
Yeah.
My God, my God. Jesus, they were all together up on one accord, and they were looking for it. Whatever it is, we're looking for it. Whatever it is, we're waiting for it. Whatever it is, we want to stay here until we get it. Whatever it is, we want it because Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said, go out and wait.
Amen.
Jesus said, wait. Jesus said, go there and wait. Ain't going to be giving you no clues. Just go there and wait. Glory to God. If we wait more than 10 minutes, we start getting fidgety. Why this ain't happening? Why this ain't? Why this? They came together for 10 days and waited. Because Jesus said, I want to be equipped to do what Jesus wants me to do. And if he's telling me to wait,
amen.
So they waited. And then it happened. The Holy Ghost hurricane came into the house. And everybody that was in the house.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. It said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues as a fire. And it sat upon each of them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, amen, what was going on in that room? Mm-hmm. As they sat there and they looked to the right and they could see something like a tongue of fire on people's head, and they looked to the left and could see the same thing because it was 120 of them in there.
Yeah.
That's what the word says. It was 120. Mm-hmm. Wasn't four or five sitting up in there. It was 120. And cloven tongue as a fire set upon each of them. And the verse says, verse 4, they were all filled.
Amen.
With
amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. And began to speak with other tongues.
Yeah.
As the Spirit gave them utterance. I remember those old tarot meetings. And after the meeting, especially sometime if an evangelist would come through, you know, he'd want this work to really look great. Sometime when people would be tired by the Holy Ghost, he would whisper in their ear and tell them what to say. Now, y'all know they kind of carrying on with on this. And sometime when the revival meeting was over, I remember one year, a dear friend of ours, amen, he's passed on now, but he told the pastor after the revival going on, he said, Pastor, he told me to say such and such, and I did the best I could. Pastor had to tell him that what it, he was just telling you. Said that to utterance is going to come from on high. It's going to come from on high. We can tell you to say hallelujah. We can tell you to say thank you, Jesus. But we can't be speaking in tongues in your ear and say you say this. And then when you say it, I jump back. Oh, she got it. No, it came from heaven.
Amen.
I like this. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because it's talking about the power of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You have to, amen, love the power of God.
Amen.
Because that's the greatest power.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God began to speak through each one of them. Amen. And verse 5 says, devout men. Amen. Men of renown, in other words, from every nation under heaven.
Amen.
Was there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And when that 120 come from the upper room, All of those people that were around in that immediate area heard them speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they heard them. Yeah, that's what the verse says. When it was law of the wrong, we're not going to go into all of those verses. Amen. But verse 12, if you will, drop down to verse 12. It says, and they were all amazed. Wow. What is this?
Amen.
We've had some meetings, but we ain't had nothing like this to happen in them. Huh? We've been singing and having a good time, but we ain't had nothing like this to happen in any of our meetings. What is this? The word said, and they were all amazed and were in doubt. They wonder what? They start talking to each other. What is this? What's going on here?
Amen.
Others began to mock. Now, people usually mock when they don't understand something.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So that's the only avenue that they have, so they just make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you making fun of someone whose clothes is not like yours. You don't understand that that's all they have. So you don't understand. That's all they got. They weren't the best to have, but you think, you know, since you don't understand, and you've been able to buy yours in another store. Yeah. No, you don't understand. That was all she could wear. Oh, this coming right down your pew. Right down your pew. Others mocking said, they made a joke out of these men are drunk. They are full of new wine. These cats done got up early this morning drinking.
Amen.
Y'all might know somebody like that. But Peter. See, we were talking in Sunday school this morning about how God uses people.
Amen.
And here's the man that took a knife out and cut a man's ear off.
Amen.
Here's a man that curses out. I don't know Jesus. I don't know him. No, y'all got me mixed up with somebody else. I don't know him. Glory to God. But the Holy Ghost has got a hold of him.
Amen.
That's why we talk about the Spirit of God will bring a change in you.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, if you say you got the Spirit and you still cussing and running and hipping and hard and all that, something is wrong. Something is out of kilter. You need to brush up on something. Thank you, Jesus. I know I'm helping y'all.
Yes.
I know.
Great job.
Some of you are angry, but I'm still helping. That's okay. I can't help that. It's the word. You got the Bible. You open your Bible. I'm just reading what's in the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
It says, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said, ye men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem. Look at here. Listen to what I got to say. These people are not drunk as you might think they are. This is just 9 o'clock in the morning. Nobody gets drunk at 9 in the morning. In that day. I see, y'all might know something now. You have no regards for 9 a.m. You got no regards for 7 a.m. You know, but this book, it says right here, the third hour of the day, which would be 9 a.m. In that time, you know, it just appears that people had a little dignity about themselves.
That's right.
They don't get drunk for 9. So Peter said, these are not drunk. This is just the third hour of the day. You're looking at this and you're wondering what it is. They are not drunk as you suppose.
Yeah.
My God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But Peter said, amen, this is what Joel prophesied about.
Amen.
Back in the 2nd chapter of the book of Joel, amen, Joel said, in the last days, God said he's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters. Going to prophesy.
Yeah.
In the last day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right there in the eyes of the people, the word of God was being fulfilled.
Yeah.
So it is even in our eyes today, the word of God is being fulfilled.
Yeah.
Because the word of God tells us that evil men will wax worse and worse. And it's unfolding right in front of our eyes. And I don't know whether we have grasped it yet, but it's being unfolded right in our eyes. Evil men, amen, talking about men and women, will grow worse and worse, seducing and being seduced. Glory be to God. But Peter is saying right here, amen, this is God's word. If you got some Bible readers out there of the Old Testament, you'll know that Joel talked about this day would come.
Yeah.
My God. And here it is right in your midst. All of us have gathered here together, and we waited on the Lord as he commanded us to wait. Glory to God. And so Joel's prophecy is coming to pass right in front of our eyes. Amen. And then Peter went into that famous message of him, glory to God, where he began to talk about the death, burial, and resurrection. And he talked about, amen, the ascension of Christ back into heaven, amen, on the rightful hand of God. Thank you, Jesus. And as he continued to teach and to preach the word of God, the Bible says in verse 37, it says, now when they heard this, when they realized that they had crucified the Savior, some of them thought they were just crucifying some man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But after Peter opened the scriptures up to them, they realized that they had crucified the Savior of the world. So their heart was pricked. Their heart was touched by this. What in the world have we done?
Yeah.
It said, now when they heard that, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We killed the Savior. What are we going to do now? Glory to God. But Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, for the removing or the remitting of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my God. You see, the church now has already taken off. Thank you, Jesus. The 120 come with, amen, filled up with the Spirit of God. They're already on fire for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Got folk looking at them straight. They don't care because they have been equipped, amen, to carry out the word of God. They have been equipped to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And so when Peter delivered this message, thank you, Jesus, none of the disciples, amen, told him he said anything wrong. When he told them about being baptized, about repenting, and being baptized in the name of Jesus, none of the disciples stood up and said, oh, Peter, you got it wrong. But I just can imagine in my mind that there was some amen somewhere along the line. Glory be to God. But here is the good part, saint. Peter says, for the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are afar off. You see that reach over and got us here in the 21st century. Thank you, Jesus. It reached over and got us right here in Fairview. It reached over and got us right here in Pennsylvania County. It reached over and got us made up and exposed up to this thing called the Holy Ghost. And that's why I proclaim it to you today, because God wants to fill you. God wants to refill you. Glory be to God. It was not his design for you to just come to church to look around and wear a nice coat. It was not God's design for you to come to church, glory be to God, and not care about anybody else. But his design was for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost power that come down from heaven on the high that only he can give. That's why he said, the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And I'm so glad today about the birthday of the church. I'm so glad that the church was born out of a prayer. Every time I come to a prayer meeting, I can expect an explosion. It may not happen, but I can expect an explosion every time when I come to a prayer meeting. Because when you come together, when you get on one accord, it just ain't no telling what the Lord might do. Ain't no telling what kind of healing might go on. Of a miracle unto the Lord God Almighty. Can somebody tell God thank you? I'm so glad about the birthday of the church, because now we can have another anniversary. Oh, y'all don't like the tablet. Now we can have men and women there. Now we can have the children there. Now we can have this anniversary and that anniversary, because Jesus died. Of Easter. Yes, we had an Easter, and we talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we were happy, and we talked about he got up the third day, just like he said he would, but he got up to go back to heaven to sit down the Holy Ghost. God, I'm not going to ask you for no money. I'm just asking you a question. God, how many of you got a paycheck last week? Whether it was in the mail or wherever you got it. How many expect to get one this week? Oh, y'all some poor folk. Glory be to God. But what I'm saying, saints of God, listen, is the people had gathered together on Pentecost to thank God for their increase. Are you hearing me today? Gathered on Pentecost to thank God for their increase. And so each Sunday, y'all go with me now. Each Sunday, we can have a Pentecost every Sunday. Because when you gather, you can thank God for your increase. When you went to the bank and the check was already in there, you can come in Sunday thanking God. Lord God, bless me one more time. If you're looking there on the 15th and look in there, you can come thanking God for your blessing, thanking God for your increase. Glory be to God. You got to know that he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to make a way, but he did. And I don't know how you feel about it today, but I'm so glad that he did. Because when I look over my life, I realize, hallelujah, he didn't have to make a way from it, but he did. At night, when I was driving down the road, and I went to sleep behind the automobile, he could have let me sleep on at 19 years old. But I'm so glad, oh, I'm so glad that I lay on that bed in the emergency room. Glory to God, I could still see. I still had the activity of my lip. Oh God, I had some restrictions on my ankle and on my neck, but I still had the activity of my lip. So I'm still praising God for that night that he didn't take me out of here. That's why I get a little excited sometimes when I think about the blessings of God. And I realize he didn't have to keep me, but he did. Somebody else yet again. that you get vibrations from somebody else. We need to thank God for the vibration. If you can get some rumbling from somebody else, then keep on rubbing up this one. Thank you, Jesus. Shouting and jumping and praising God. But I reached a point that I wanted my own. After a while, it wasn't exciting no more to just look at other people shouting and praising God. I wanted my own. I wanted to be able to feel whatever they were feeling. I wanted to be able to run and know that God would be in my feet. I wanted to be able to clap my hands and know it wasn't the birthday of the church. Listen, we celebrate Fabio's anniversary, right? When it was born. That's great. But we're talking today about the birthday of the church.
Amen.
The church of the living God.
Living God.
And Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So no matter what comes against the church of the living God, oh, his church is going to stand. Our local congregations, local assemblies disband because man get too much in it and keep themselves in it and drive the spirit out. So eventually they disband. But Jesus said his church is going to stand because his church is going to be run by his spirit. His church is going to be governed by his spirit. His church is going to rely on his spirit and not the intellect, amen, and the ability of man. Y'all pray for me. Will you stand? Listen, saints. Time is running out.
That's right.
And it's much shorter than some of us think. Let me talk again today to the young people because today is first Sunday. Young people, you have a whole lot to live for.
That's right.
Please, please be careful who you're talking to and who you're hanging around with. Parents, please try to know where your children are.
That's right.
I know sometimes it may be impossible to know everywhere they are.
That's right, Pastor.
But at least know where they left headed to.
That's right.
That's what my mama used to tell me. She said, at least let people know where you left headed to. Then if something happened, they got a starting point. But if you just left out the house and said, I'm gone. So if something happened, where do we start? So if you leave out your house, be grown enough to tell your mama, or your daddy, your parents, your grandma, or somebody, look, I'm going down to Murray Sue's house. Go down to Billy James' house. Just, you know, tell them where you're headed.
That's right.
Because you're precious. You're too precious to allow your life to be snuffed out.
That's right. Amen.
By Satan.
Amen.
Because he's the thief.
That's right.
In John 10:10, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He is that thief. Satan is that thief. And he don't care who he takes from. He don't care who he steals from. He don't care who he destroys. But you need to care. You need to say within yourself, I'm too precious to be destroyed by Satan and his angels. So we're standing here today. Amen. We thank God for the altar prayer. And we pray for sickness and all of that at the altar. But we're standing again. I want you, if you will, to just reach over and grab that person's hand that's standing beside you. We're going to have one more prayer, then we're going to move to the other activities that we have for this day.